Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it. Guys, and welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. My name is Lindsay Wilson. Okay, you guys, we're going to be talking about the importance of finding community. And especially for an area of your life that you want to be good, that you want to excel, that you want to get better at. And, you know, this has been something that has, let me give you a little background. Okay. So I stopped playing professionally at 30. Okay. I think I was 30. And I immediately came back to Seattle. And like a lot of people that finished playing sports, I was like, oh, okay. The good news was I had a lot of friends. Like I'd always had friends that didn't play sports and played sports. And a lot of them were back in Seattle. And so, you know, like, friendship wasn't necessarily a challenge. I mean, it's definitely gotten harder as we've all had kids. And, you know, I always joke, there's like places in Seattle that it's like to go there. It's like, it might as well be like going out of town, crossing the city to see somebody for coffee is like insane. So, you know, from a friendship standpoint, that wasn't really a challenge, but the team component, right? Like, and as an entrepreneur or really just as an adult, we don't necessarily have teams around us. Like maybe you have that in your work. If you do, you probably don't even realize how nice it is. It's really, really important. But for those of us that are, you know, working for ourselves or we just don't have that in our life, creating that community and creating that team is really, really important. Even if we don't have like shared goals, right? Like a team obviously has shared goals. You might have individual goals, you know, like maybe you go to a CrossFit gym and you guys don't have a team competition coming up, but you all have individual goals that you're doing together. So as I built my business, I realized really two things: that I didn't have coaching. And it took me like an embarrassing long time to realize that like you can have coaches even outside of sports, which was funny because I was a coach. But anyway, I digress. So I eventually got a coach, a business coach, and that helped immensely. But the team component and the community component took a lot longer. So I'm just wanting to talk about this because I think it can be a void in your life without realizing it, because I know that it was for me. And then I started creating it. You know, there's some quote about like you create in the world what you most need, or someone smart said that. And I found myself doing that. And one way was with the certification. Creating the certification created this community of coaches that I really didn't have anywhere else, even though they at that point weren't really it wasn't like a peer community. I was coaching them. It still gave me that sense of like, okay, we're all doing this. I'm not doing this alone. Because when you are an entrepreneur, especially now when you can do it from anywhere and, you know, there's so many different things you can do, it can be hard to find people that really do what you do, right? Like, you know, in Seattle, I have friends that are successful. I have friends that are entrepreneurs. I have friends that are doing all kinds of cool things. I don't have a single friend that's a mental performance coach in Seattle. And so I really had to go, you know, and there's really no excuse to not connecting with people when we have Zoom and phones and FaceTime and, you know, all those things, but you do have to be more intentional about it. So anyway, I started creating that in the certification, but then I recognized that people really liked that. Like other people were craving it. And so we just kind of kept iterating. And then we started getting bigger groups. And then we realized that people really need smaller groups. So then we created small breakout groups. So we bring back certified coaches and they run the breakout groups. And there's some research, and I can't like think of exactly where the research came from at this point, but I've heard it from multiple places that like 7 is the magic number for like real intimacy and vulnerability. And so we generally keep those small groups, 7 people or less. And people love those. And I'm not even involved in them. Those are our, we call them captains. Those are our certified coaches that run those small groups. Okay. So then we're creating all these different types of community for people and also for myself. Okay. So then we realized though, that that was like 4 months of the certification and then it would end. And one of the things that people miss the most was the community, the team aspect of doing it all together. So they would finish the certification, they would have learned so much, but then they were kind of lonely afterwards. And when you get lonely, you get in your own head, it's very demotivating, and it just, everything gets harder. And then I think a lot of people started thinking that the reason it was hard was because it's not possible to do this. They're not qualified. They started deprioritizing it because other things and other priorities in their life were taking over. And so without that support, and I'm going to talk about 3 things that that community and support does for you, regardless of what sort of aspect your arena of your life, I should say, you're using it for. And so we recognized that we needed a community for afterwards. We needed a team for afterwards. Then we created the Insider Program. And if you've listened to the podcast or you're looking at the certification, the Insider Program is our ongoing monthly mastermind. And so that has been really, really successful and really helpful for people to continue this work. On my side, it's great also because I get to be a part of this community. Again, I don't have a lot of mindset coaches. I don't have any in Seattle. But for me, from a peer standpoint, I've started really regularly joining masterminds. I've done year-long coaching programs, generally small group. I haven't lately gotten a lot of one-on-one coaching, although a lot of times it's a hybrid. You know, you get like a couple one-on-one coaching sessions. But the community component is really important for me. I mean, I have people on my team that I work with, and that's been amazing over the last few years because we're real collaborative. And, you know, Chantel and Johnny that do this podcast, Stacy is doing a lot of the operations. Like, I have a team, but we all work on our own a lot too because we're not on the phone every day. Everybody's in different parts of the country. And, you know, frankly, we all have different schedules. So the team component from the Insider Program, the community component is really awesome to be a part of as well. But the other thing that I'm doing is I'm creating a peer mastermind with other mindset and mental performance coaches from across the country. So that's one thing that, again, you know, sometimes you just have to create these things, right? Like, and it takes work. You know, we have to find the time of day and everybody's in different time zones and everybody has different schedules and travel schedules. I mean, a lot of these people are speakers and they've written books. And so they're doing book signings and all these types of things, but it's important to me. So hopefully we can make a go of it. And because these are people that I talk to like regularly, but not consistently. Is that the right word? Yeah. So like I talk to them like a lot here and there, but there's no like consistent routine. And so trying to create that. The reason a lot of this is on my mind and I wanted to do a whole podcast on it again is to like spark in you that reminder. And so many of us are athletes, like remember how, let's take morning conditioning, right? Like the 5:30 in the morning conditioning, whether you did that or not, you can imagine, right? And imagine doing that on your own. The amount of discipline and planning and willpower and concentration that it takes to do that on your own, right? Now imagine that you're doing it with your team as you probably did in college or high school or something, or maybe you did it CrossFit or whatever. You had a team or a workout group. Imagine doing it with a group. Imagine doing it with a team. How much like energy did you have to spend being disciplined, focusing on it, having willpower? Probably very little, right? Because the peer pressure, the collective force, the momentum of not wanting to let other people down, other people are going, you want to keep up, you're competitive, all of the things that like you're like in the river. You know, it's like this inertia that makes it actually very easy. I'm not saying the workout was easy, but I'm saying to be there and commit to it. You didn't spend a lot of mental energy. You didn't worry about whether you were going to attend or not. You didn't beat yourself up because you just always went, right? Now imagine that in your life for whatever you want to accomplish in your life. Imagine having that amount of momentum and inertia, because here's the thing. When you're not spending time in the space of trying to convince yourself to do something, of trying to discipline yourself, of trying to willpower yourself and white knuckle, when you're not spending energy on that because you have a team around you and a community, guess what? That energy gets to be better spent on other things, which means you are going to accelerate your growth in a way that will never happen if you're doing everything yourself. If you are siloed by yourself alone, trying to do all the things, including keeping yourself psychologically up and disciplined, you'll never have enough energy. So I was thinking about this because yesterday I have wanted to do a Mindset Coach Academy retreat for a really long time. And of course, you know, COVID threw that off for a really long time. And then just bandwidth on my side and focus from our business standpoint. And you know, planning a retreat is just like a really big thing, but I was feeling this need to have some in-person events. And I had gone to a few myself as an entrepreneur and they were amazing. Like, I think a lot of people are craving it. I think there is nothing like being in the same room. I think we are so lucky and blessed. We can do so much on FaceTime and Zoom and Skype and all the things, but that will never replace the energy of being in a room. Okay. So I had this sort of on my heart for a while and I was like, okay, I put it off because, you know, from a bandwidth standpoint, like I said, it just wasn't like the best use of our time. And you know, young babies and all the things. So finally, this year, 2024, we decided to go for it. And yesterday was the day that I went and toured the retreat location. And I wanted to talk about it. The retreat is for our certified coaches and our current students. You know, maybe at some point we'll have one that's bigger, but this is just for our students. So I'm not going to go too far into the details of the retreat, but I just wanted to talk about it from the perspective of finding these places in your life, again, for whatever, and whatever arena is important to you right now is so crucial. You know, whether that's a yoga retreat or whether that's a business entrepreneurial retreat mastermind, whether that's whatever you're trying, cooking school, whatever it is that you are trying to do, like the community aspect, the team aspect is so, so important. And I'm going to layer in, if possible, in real life. Like, it is so, so important. So I'm going to talk about three of the big things that we're focused on in the retreat. And I'm just going to say them because I think, again, they're applicable to whatever area of your life that you're trying to achieve something great. So one of the reasons that we're doing this retreat is because there is really nothing like feeling supported by other people, because what it does is it buoys you up in the times when you have real doubts. Because there's something about being around people that like hear your goal, you know, let's say as a mindset coach. Again, if we're siloed and I say, I want to make $1 million as a mindset coach, friends that aren't entrepreneurs, friends that have a day job, friends that are, you know, not in this field are like, wait, what? And they might have doubts. They might not know how because they don't know how. They may have no evidence in their life that it's even possible to do that. And so if I'm only around those people, it takes a lot of effort for me to keep that dream alive. When you're around people that hear your crazy goal and are like, yeah, of course you're going to get there. Of course. Then it gives you that safety and that, again, that support, it's almost like a scaffolding when you're like about to fall or you're feeling wobbly in your business. There's these people around you. They're like, you got this. It's okay. You're fine. This is a tough time. Nobody said this was going to be easy, but you can do it. That is like freaking gold right there. Like, if I could tell you one thing about running a business, if you have that, keep it close, invest in it, make it happen, honor it. Like, and if you don't have that and you're trying to run your business, the good news is that, or really any, accomplish anything. The good news is if you don't have that and it's been hard, now you know why it's been hard. Now you know why. It's not you. It's because you don't have that support. So go find it. Go create it. Whatever you got to do, find it, because it really does help. Okay. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when you see people either on the same path or a little bit ahead, or maybe a lot ahead, it again, it shows your brain that it's possible. So you take all that effort of like, or sorry, all the effort it takes to deal with the doubts, and it doesn't take it away completely, but it minimizes it. As I was building my business, there weren't a lot of examples of people doing this. But every time I found it, or even something close, you know, like life coaches or speakers or Tony Robbins, you know, like whatever it was, I was like, okay, I see that they're doing it and I can do it too. Now, if you've gotten around people that have things in common with you, that have been, you know, like for our group, they've all been certified the same. They have a lot of, sometimes they have the same, not always, we have a lot of diversity as far as experience, but like maybe they were a coach like you were, maybe they're a stay-at-home mom like you were, and you're like, okay, now my brain's getting evidence that it's possible for me too, because they're doing it. So you can all say, well, why not me? Okay. You know, the saying of like, you're the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. Well, if you're trying to accomplish a goal, make sure those five things that are people that are accomplishing the goal that you want. So that's going to be really, really helpful. It's just going to, again, give your brain, it's going to take all that energy that you would be spending convincing yourself. And you can take that energy and you can put it towards other things that are going to accelerate your business. The third thing that I think is really important is when you invest in yourself, and you know, this doesn't have to be in time, or sorry, this doesn't have to be in money. It could be in time. It could be in priorities. It could be in just like getting your shit together enough to do the thing. You know, like for me going to a retreat, it's like, I mean, yes, there's money generally, but it's also like, I got to figure out childcare and I got to like, you know, do all the things and like take the time to get to pack. And like, when I do that and I step onto the plane to go to that place, it is giving my brain the message loud and clear that I take myself seriously. I show up, I put the work first, I work on myself because I'm my most valuable asset. And it's just, it does it on a different level than you sitting behind your computer in your pajama bottoms, like in between lunch and school pickup. It's just a different level. And again, it's not about the money. It's not, I mean, a lot of times there is money involved, but again, it's just like, I am prioritizing this because I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm a person that takes my health seriously, or I'm a person that I'm an artist, or I'm a yoga instructor, or I'm a yogi, or whatever it is. Like the thing that you want to accomplish in your life, if you can get into a team or a community and you can do something in real life, it gives your brain the message that you're the type of person that makes it happen. And that will elevate your mindset so that your self-concept about yourself as an entrepreneur will shift. And I remember that. So I went to, in 2023, I think I've told this story before, but I'll just tell it real quick. I was like feeling like, okay, I find a community. I got to get to another level as a business owner. Like I need to do this. And I found a coaching program that was a 6-month program that was $25,000. And I was like, shit. Okay. And there was a, like a 5-day retreat, mastermind retreat in Mexico. And like, so that was like gonna be another $5,000 or $6,000. And like, again, 5 days away, childcare, like all the things, like, you know, it's a lot. And all the outfits and like, you know, all the things. And like, when you spend that much money, you got to like do all the work ahead of time. You got to do your journaling. You got to like be, have a plan for what you're going to get out of it. You have to be in, super intentional. You have to be there. You have to be making relationships. You have to like take in all the things. You got to sleep well. You got to get your exercise. You got to drink tons of water. Like, you're spending that much money, you're fucking showing up. And again, like, I wanted to look nice. So like, I gotta get my hair done. I want to like have some outfits for Mexico. I haven't traveled in like 5 years, you know? So like, it was a lot. But here's the thing. And here's how like my brain got that message of like, oh, you're doing this. You are a badass entrepreneur that invests in herself, that shows up, that has an idea of what she wants to get out of things. I'm a fucking CEO. And so again, whether this is entrepreneurship or not, it doesn't really matter. But making sure you are finding a community, a team, ideally something in real life, because those three things will absolutely happen. One, you will have that support system, that people that like look at your goals and are like, hell yeah, you're going to get it. And that's the scaffolding that's going to keep you up when things get hard, because they will get hard. The second thing is you are going to have a much deeper belief in your goal and that it being possible for you, because you're going to see people like you maybe that are in front of you that have done it already. And so that part of your brain that is now wasting energy on doubt, wondering if you can do it, hoping you can do it, but not really sure, all that energy, well, not all of it, but a lot of it gets to be redirected towards something else. Cause you're constantly like, oh, I have that doubt. Oh wait, she's doing it. He's doing it. Okay. Be quiet. I can do this. So that's number two. And number three is you will feel a self-confidence, a self-concept boost by taking yourself more seriously, by saying, this is what I need in my life, and I'm going to show up and I'm going to get what I came for. So again, whether that's entrepreneurship, getting in better shape, being an artist, whatever the goal is that's important to you in your life right now, if you're trying to do it by yourself, siloed in your house, sitting behind your computer, whatever, the really good news is, guys, the really good news is that if it's hard, now you know why. Now you know why. It is so hard to do this stuff on your own. Again, just go back to your sports career. Think of not how easy it was, but how much easier it was to do the hard work, to show up for morning workouts, to do all the things you had to do because you weren't alone. You didn't spend time trying to be disciplined, you just were, because you had a team around you. So if you don't have that in your life, again, it's really good news because you can go create it like I have. Okay. So this is my public service announcement. This is my challenge to you. Whatever is important to you in your life, and if you don't have a community, a team, and support around you, and especially if you don't have it in real life, go find it. Go find it. Even if it's not real, just go find it or go create it yourself. It will make a huge difference in your life. You'll be more fulfilled. Success will be easier, not easy, but easier. And you'll just feel that momentum and you'll have that support and you'll give that support. It's a magical, magical thing. You guys, go find it, create it, join it, go do it. All right, guys, if you liked this podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, do all the things. It really does help. And if you are one of our certified students, be on the lookout. We have our retreat coming up at Islandwood Retreat Center on Bainbridge Island in November of 2024. I'll be sending you all the info, but you might want to lock those dates in because spots are limited. And thank you guys for being here. I hope this episode was helpful. Come on over to Instagram and join me at Lindsay Positive Reform. All right, guys. Bye for now. Hey guys, if you have ever listened to this podcast and thought, gosh, could I do that? Could I be a mental performance coach? I want you to get your hands on our free guide called How to Become a Mental Performance Coach, even without your sports psychology degree. Go to positiveperformancetraining.com/guide and get your free copy today or click in the show notes. I'm going to tell you one specific reason you got to get your hands on this book. And it's this.
we have a 6-step mental training framework that takes all of the guesswork out of what to actually work on with your clients. Now, you may be a coach with a ton of experience. You may have read all the books, all the podcasts, all the things. And I'm telling you that this 6-part framework is the thing you need. It will take all you know, all you've dreamt of teaching and coaching, and distills it down into 6 steps. You guys, I've done this for a really long time. Simple wins. And it took me a really long time to come up with this, and I'm sharing it with you totally for free. Generally, this is what we've taught our certified students to use, and I'm giving it to you for free. So go get your copy now. PositivePerformanceTraining.com/guide and learn about our 6-step positive performance mental training framework. Go use it. And then look at the rest of the book. There is so much good stuff in there. Go get your copy today.